And you're with Janine Preston of Life is a Beach. And life is definitely a beach today because I'm at a beach in Rivonia. There is a beach at Afri Classic that I had to come and see. And thanks to Sean Boyd, who is the director of Afri Safari, he invited me to come and have breakfast on the beach. And it's so cool because I have this like beach with the little grassy umbrellas, and it's called the Zanzibar Beach. And I had to have a moment to come and see it. And thank you for inviting me, Sean.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, no, it's lovely to have you here.
I'm just so amazed at how the Afri Classic, because we're at Afri Classic, obviously. It's one of your properties that you market. Beautiful property. Was here a few years ago. And just, I'm so happy to see it's just more beautiful than what I remember.
That's fantastic, and it's a good day to have you here, because when you have other people here and have other people on site, and it's, you know, once you've been here, you feel like you might be in Magaliesberg or Mulder's Drift or something like that.
Or one of those.
Oh
no, we don't have to leave Joburg. Yeah, no, Joburg's a cool spot, eh?
It is a very, very
cool
spot.
And I see you're on the river as well. I mean, Afri Classic's got the river frontage, it's got the tent, it's got everything that makes it feel like a lodge in either Zanzibar, and I haven't been there, but certainly in Zambia, they have a lot of their lodges, their tented lodges are on the river.
Yes.
So being here feels like we're in Zambia without the flight.
Correct. 100%.
I'm just and the river
Where the river does the ripple and the step down in front of us, we actually call that Victoria Falls. So when the river is in full flood, so everything is Africanated here. It's really nice. It's almost like we could be a good advert for. I always say we could be a great base for ABSA. The African attitude, because really every part of the hotel has got an element of it. So there is the Taste of Morocco, where we obviously do lots of different events, outdoor conferencing, obviously focus on Moroccan food, but not necessarily Moroccan food either. We can tailor make any menu for you as well. Got a restaurant, Poiki Restaurant, which is obviously breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Does it run for guests, or does it run for walk-ins, as for want of a better word?
Yeah, so we don't do walk-ins per se, but we do by reservation. So make a booking, come through, and then come and have dinner. We've also got a second restaurant, which is Mombasa Supper Club. It's like a fine dining experience. Three different menus from three different chefs that we do have working here, which is amazing. Or have a picnic. Have a picnic on the lawns or on the beach.
I think the beach is just my favorite part of this visit. The beach is just, for me, a great place for Braai Day, which is almost upon us. How many rooms do you have?
We've got 25 rooms, but every single room is different. No two are the same. So we pretty much got 9 in the original, what I would call like the manor house, so to speak. All tailor-made, all very African. Each after a specific area in Africa. And then we have 2 other sections, and then also currently also have 3 river-facing rooms as well.
And you've obviously got some self-catering rooms for long stays?
We do. So every room's got a microwave in it, and then we do have like a 2-plate stove in some of the rooms for long stays. We have long stay rates. The owner's very generous, and even though the self-catering rates obviously don't include breakfast, he believes, based on the way he was brought up, you can't leave home if we had breakfast in the morning. So he always throws in breakfast as part of it. It's one of the isms
beautiful.
Of it.
Beautiful. Yes, well, you can't not have breakfast facing the river.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just not. It's being in Joburg, one is so used to those box rooms that you have at the sort of more standard hotels, that this is just an enlarged. It's a guest house on steroids.
It's amazing. You sit under these gigantic trees and the willow trees and that kind of thing as well. It really just is. It's beautiful. It really doesn't feel like it's 5 minutes from my house. Literally.
I just think, and as a wedding venue, it's beautiful.
You know what? There's just so many different options and so many different things. And you know, COVID is a very real, is a very real thing, but the venue lends itself to be almost automatically COVID friendly, for lack of another word. Because everything and every venue, every room opens up to the outdoors. There's no long, dark passage areas or anything like that.
No, there isn't. And I must admit, I looked at your conference room as well. Your conference room is just so beautiful. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I just love the fact that it's just awesome. And now we've received our Turin breakfast, which is just gorgeous. And I must say, I'm so impressed by the way that they've served breakfast. Oh, and eggs in meatballs.
So this is a typical Mombasa breakfast, okay? So it's a Moroccan breakfast. Says Anna, do you want to explain it to us?
come and tell us a little bit about. Come and tell us a little bit about the breakfast.
Okay, this is our Mombasa, our Moroccan breakfast. We have got the minced meat, the meatballs, and the eggs, and then and the sauce. This is our special breakfast for Morocco.
For special people?
Yes, for special people.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's divine. So we do different things here. It really is out of the ordinary stuff, out of the ordinary experiences, and real people that work here. There's a lot of authenticity here. What this is who we are and what we are about.
I noticed in some of your rooms, the basins were made of rocks.
Yes.
I think that is so cool. So they obviously hollowed out these stone, it's like a stone, quarry
yes,
stone.
Yes, yes. So every base is also different. So we also have different ones that are almost ceramically done, but different African colors. So that's the way it's been done. So every single one of them in each one of the rooms is all different. Even down to, there's a room, room 5, for example, that has the copper fittings in the bathrooms as well for the baths and the shower with regards to the handles and things.
So it all looks very,
it's all copper.
It's all very honeymoony as well. One could be on honeymoon and be on business at the same time.
100%.
Because very few of us travel with our husbands when they travel.
Correct.
Because, I mean, we end up in a standard hotel room with not much else to do. So it may be a romantic thought to go with your husband to Paris, but unless you're going to be keen on wandering around Paris on your own, your hotel room is a very standard room. But coming here with him is a totally different experience.
Yeah, you could lie on the Lord of the Book. Yeah, exactly. You could lie on the Lord of the Book and read and that kind of thing. So,
and I see your pool's got like 3 wheelbarrows. What's the story behind the wheelbarrows, the fountain?
So the wheelbarrows, it was an idea by Jan, and Jan has an incredible imagination, obviously, as you can see. And the 3 wheelbarrows are the 3, after we did the last extensions, those are the three of the wheelbarrows was used during the extension.
During the extension.
Which has now obviously been turned into a water feature that falls into the pool. So it really is, it's just like wherever you look in this property, there's something else. It's popping everywhere.
And the artifacts are beautiful.
They are. They really are, and they're original. So they are a way that they are all what he has collected through his travels around the years. And he's traveled Africa extensively, obviously for business at the time, but also for pleasure. So there's nothing here that is market driven, so to speak.
So tell me a little bit now about Shaw and about Afri Safaris.
So Afri Safari was formed about 2 or 3 months ago. It's been an idea for a very, very long time. I was previously working for a hotel management company, and took the decision to take the leap, and with a bit of with some fantastic support from people around me, quite specifically Jan, he said go for it, and I set up Afri Safari, which is a representation company. The concept being focused mainly on 4-star properties, because there are a lot of representation companies, but a lot of them do 5-star only. 4-star but unique, bespoke properties that have something.
Tell me a little bit about what is a representation company, because obviously we need to explore that a little to understand what your role is when you're at Afri Classic. Is it where you, if I was just to arrive, it would seem that you're working here, because you have them as a client?
Yes, so the way it works is, long term, obviously, it would be I'd have multiple clients. Currently, I am based in Johannesburg, so I'm fortunate to be able to have a base and to host and to entertain clients, introducing them to Afri Classic, while at the same time having the opportunity to then to introduce them to future properties that I will be bringing on board. So the properties going forward would need to have a similar ethos and authenticity and that kind of thing to Afri Classic as well. I'd want to build a collection that would be like that, and with that in mind.
Do you see hospitality, because obviously the travel industry's changed since the advent of COVID?
Yes.
Do you see hospitality companies now starting to work together, whereas you've got Afri Classic in Rivonia, and I believe he does have a property in Harrismith. But let's say you've got somebody who wants to go to the Kruger. Do you then just marry a lodge in Kruger with Afri Classic that when he arrives, he spends 2 or 3 days here? He then goes to the Kruger to a similar type property because now you know the client.
Yes.
Are you seeing more of a move towards that, whereas everybody used to be so disparate before?
I definitely think so. I think there's a lot of synergies that are taking place, both above board and without. People obviously get approached. I was based on the name of Afri Safari, people assume I am a tour operator or a travel agent. And there is that partnership which does go through. But I think it goes back to the old days of, and it's sounding old now, but it really is about, comes back down to relationships. And it's not about, and everybody says it's about who you know, it's not about who you know, it's about where you have formed a relationship, where you have some connection on some level. And it's not even about charging or not charging for the service or whatever the thing is. I mean, we've been approached to build people's Facebook pages or host their clients for them because they don't have a base in Johannesburg and that kind of thing as well. And I believe you play it forward.
So that marriage is coming back because that's the way the old days used to work. Before online travel agents, we actually had real travel agents that had real relationships with the places they could see. And when they recommended a client to a place, they'd been there.
Yes.
It wasn't just some foreign booking agent through which they had no relationship, and certainly the client had no relationship. And when they got there, it wasn't as the pictures were, as we all know. When a travel agent recommends something, like they recommend Afri Classic, they can talk about the rooms and the style and the beach because they've been here.
Mm.
And I think that's the key. It's going back to that.
I think it is that. But people also, the other thing which I found is going back to, and I found that with attending the summit yesterday, the people that are representing your properties need to be a brand in themselves. Because people buy people. So if you're sitting in front of somebody and you're doing a presentation, you can see there's no passion or no excitement or whatever on the property. About the property they're presenting, you as a buyer will feel that and you see that. So that is there's a lot of that. So you need to get excited, you need to be part, and you need to feel the property.
Because I know we lost a lot of really key players in the travel industry during COVID, either to COVID or the fact that they needed to move into another industry because the COVID obviously destroyed a lot of the inbound tourism.
Correct.
But I think one of the things that it's done, it's allowed us to go back to our roots and realize that we have properties down the road we haven't visited, yet we've gone overseas and whinged about the food.
Yeah.
And it cost us 20,000 rand to figure that out. Whereas if we'd just gone down the road and spent the weekend down the road or the week or whatever, we actually didn't have to fly, we didn't have to queue, we didn't have to COVID test, we didn't have to do any of that. And we have some of the world's best properties within a drive.
Exactly. And you know, if you've had too much wine with lunch or dinner, the Uber's cheaper too, if you're not staying over. So that's just the way it works. That's just that's just the way it goes.
And I think the world needed that, especially South Africa. We forgot how good South Africa was. And I think South African tour operators and hospitality venues were so keen on getting international business that they forgot how cool South Africans were.
It was like one of the ideas that we came up with. I mean, it was, you know, we obviously, Gauteng went into lockdown. Which obviously meant people couldn't travel, and couldn't get out of Gauteng. And I think, together with the team here, as a team together, we looked at different things. And all of a sudden, Afri Classic became a weekend getaway destination, being 5 minutes away from Sandton. I mean, it sounds bizarre. It sounds out of the box that you would drive from Benoni to Sandton for the weekend. But here we were. We had people coming here for weekend stays because you couldn't leave Gauteng. We then created the Zanzibar Beach Bar. People, South Africans, are coming to braai on our Zanzibar beach.
And I can't blame them because it's a beautiful beach. And it has just enough sand that you can actually wear high heels if that's your want. You can wear high heels. But you can also wear your tackies.
Yes.
And you can wear your blockies. Absolutely. Yes. I think that's brilliant. Yeah. I think the idea behind that is brilliant. And I would certainly look at saying, listen, Vaz, there's a weekend coming up with the long weekend. Why not come along, stay over for the weekend? Why drive a million miles? Okay, you won't see an elephant, but I'm sure they can do an elephant for you.
Yes. We can have something that floats past or something, you know, on a barge or something.
You're going to have like this barge going by with all these like steals animals. I think that could be quite fun, actually.
Yeah, so for, I mean, for $2.95, all you can eat is amazing.
That's fantastic.
We also do halal. So before we surcharge, we do halal food as well. And there is an incredible market that does exist with that. So it's
and I'm sure the properties that you're going to be representing need to be of a similar style.
Yes,
going standard. Forward, that's I think going to be quite a key aspect to what you're doing, because I look at your
Definitely.
Relationships here on the property with the chefs and the people that we've been talking to. And I can see that you won't be able to have too many properties because you would need to be involved in each one of them.
I mean, I think that's what it is. You know what I mean? And I think perhaps that's why I've been fortunate to continue to work with Jan, because you've got to feel it. You've got to. I think we've all experienced some form of loss over this last period, and you need to work with people you can trust and people that you feel safe with in such an unknown world and environment that we live in.
Absolutely. And what is your approach to hotels or to, let's look at it from the other perspective. I'm a prospective buyer, and how do you encourage me to come here? Like what is going to drive me to come to Afri Classic? What's going to be the Sean pitch?
The Sean pitch would begin with, come and stay at our property in Sandton on the banks of the river. That is one of the main things.
The South African Big Falls.
South African Big Falls.
I love it.
Located, on the banks of a river. It is on the Bromfontein Spruit. And it feels like you're miles away. It doesn't feel like you're 5 minutes from Sandton City. It's quiet. Beautiful big trees that you sit under. And a really a unique product offering. We're not your standard hotel.
And I think it's the perfect place for a wedding, I must tell you. I just looked at this property and I thought, I have to get married again.
that sounds crazy. During the COVID time, we did do, obviously being limited with numbers, we did a Hindu wedding here where everything in the Taste of Mombasa was draped in white. Everything with the big conference area, Mount Kilimanjaro, was also draped in white. And we live streamed the video of the wedding, which was incredible because I then met somebody. Oh, well, I don't even know where or how exactly. But they recognized the pictures of my presentation and they said, oh my God, my friend got married there. So it shows you the power of, the power of streaming.
Absolutely.
And Zoom. I mean, a Zoom wedding. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it actually, there are parts of it actually that I think actually are even on YouTube, which is just amazing. But the way the place was dressed up, and the way you've seen it now is totally different.
Well, what the radio is also able to offer you, because we're now virtual and a lot of
yes.
the stuff is virtual, a lot of the wedding photographers are actually offering our radio package to say, listen, those, because you're limited to 60 people, what about the other 60 that love to hear your wedding venues?
Oh, wow.
Your wedding vows, can we just live stream it for you on radio rather than audio? Because often our Wi-Fi is not built for audio, you know, for visual streaming.
Yes.
But we can certainly do your audio and we can give you the podcast afterwards.
That's amazing.
And you can send that podcast to friends and family. You can keep a copy of it. You can, because you're more likely to listen to it in the car than I am to sit at home and wait for the event to happen.
Yes, yes.
So if I'm driving somewhere and I remember it's your wedding, I can just tune into your wedding, click on the link you sent me, and listen to it in the car.
Amazing. That's
so
that's
why it's amazing what you can do these days. And I remember when we had the magazine and we looked at this property, we recommended that one of the real estate agents in the area, we said to him, why don't you invite those buyers that are coming in from out of town to come and stay here? And for that weekend, you take them to all the homes. You have this little mini bus with all these couples, and you zoot around the properties. They can see them, and they can come back here and share their information, share what they thought of each house. I said, and by Sunday, you would have made some sales.
Damn right.
So you can pay for the accommodation and pay for them to come and stay for the weekend. I guarantee you'll make a sale out of that. And it won't cost you the price of one house.
Nicely.
And he was actually very keen on the idea, and I think he passed away long after that for whatever, I can't remember the reason, but yeah, he passed away. And I just remember when all of this started and I remember thinking, we should go back to that. Because that gets all your buyers in one room, because we're all too busy looking at either weddings or conferences or people that have a reason to get together.
Yes.
But there's also a reason to get together. I'm going to buy a house in Sandton.
Correct.
doesn't matter where I live. I could be living in Hartbeespoort. I could be living in wherever. But if I'm hosted by the real estate agent, I'm in one place.
I think the thing that's amazing is that COVID has forced you to look outside of the box.
Absolutely.
And nothing is as it was. If you want, the people say we're going to go back to normal.
No, there's
what
no normal.
What was the norm?
There's no normal
which
anymore.
Is totally different.
The normal is gone. There's a new norm. They always say there's a new normal.
And it changes daily. The benchmark changes. And it changes with the stats. It changes with the people. It changes based on the news. People's fears, the limitations that have been put in place, it really is different. The client's different. People's outlook is different. One of the other partnerships that we've done, which we're going to be featuring tomorrow night, or whatever the story is, one of the ideas we do is with Bucket List Club.
So oh, that's cool.
So we've got a guy who's coming in, Ian, he's been around for years. I'll give you the details. Ian has come out, and he's going to do a talk on the Serengeti migration. We've got our partner also with Survivor Wines. If you're going to arrive,
you should maybe look at speaking to Serena Hotels and have them here, because they've got hotels right on the crater and right in the middle of the migration, because that could be a great relationship for you.
Yes. That sounds like a very good idea.
Because then you've got they can do a booking straight away, and it could be all because your company has put them together.
That's very good. That's very good.
Because there's no competition to here at all. It's purely a relationship that sends people from one side to another.
And I love Corin Tibbetts.
So Corin is gorgeous,
She really is stunning. So he's going to come through. We're going to wine pairing with a wine company called Survivor Wines. The wines were an unknown wine company.
And oh, my word.
It now is just, you know, just... we're actually struggling to get certain wines out of it. That's how well they're doing at the moment.
That's awesome.
With a name called Survivor Wines. Doing a bit of a talk, and then afterwards, for an extra cost, you can stay for dinner. And we're doing three different variety of poikies. You know,
Course, it had to be poiky. We have to do the poiky.
We have to do poiky. So
it's
really,
South Africa. And we're in Broadway.
Yes, we're back. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's so different. And it's not. It's not glitz and glamour or whatever the story is, but it's just, I think it's just how you present yourself and what you're looking for. And yesterday I actually had a conversation with, actually with Jan, and I ran into Edith Fenter yesterday. And I've known Edith on and off for years, whatever else, and she wants to come and stay here for the night. And why? Because she's known me, she's seen my pictures or what the story is, and she can. And I said to, and also I'm sure you know Dion from Palazzo.
Yes.
And I said to Dion, who's also probably going to join us, I said, Dion, you do know this place is very, it's not Palazzo. You know, darling, it's not Hyatt, it's not Saxon, it's not whatever else. And he said, maybe we don't want that. Maybe we want something that is just tranquil, that is quiet, that has a heartbeat, where nobody knows us, and we just want to come and hang out here.
Have you been to Morocco, just as a matter of interest, since you have, we're in Morocco.
I know, so we are in the Mombasa Supper
Club.
Mombasa Supper Club.
I've been to Morocco.
Is it?
Absolutely stunning. And
do the furnishings work?
Love the tureen. We've got one at home. I think I've used it once.
Potentially, yes.
But we have one because it's what you're supposed to do when you go to Morocco.
Yes.
So I think it's quite key that a lot of what you have here means I don't have to go to Morocco. I can sit here and enjoy Morocco in my own South African backyard. Mm. I think Vegas did that. And, you know, everybody laughed at Vegas because they created like a Paris Tower. And I remember the place we stayed in was the Westwood Home.
Yes.
And there was Circus and you know what? People loved that because they didn't have to fly out of the country. They could just go to Vegas. And there was the Eiffel Tower.
Correct.
And I love that about Afri Classic is the fact that I can come here and be in Zanzibar. I don't have to go to Zanzibar. I can meet all my mates here because I don't have my mates in Zanzibar. If I go there, I go there as one of two.
Mm.
And whatever you talk about there, you could talk about at home.
And you can't come back and share the pictures.
No. Whereas here, we don't have to be on Facebook all the time sharing our pictures. We are here and all our mates are here.
And it's also great for corporates and team breakaways and things like that. So also, once again, they check in, they book all the rooms, they do their conference upstairs, and then we even do a beach briar for them in the evenings.
So, and I mean, Ravonia is so perfectly placed because it's right on the river. I mean, you really don't want to go out and shop once you're here.
You want to go out and shop, and it's No, believe it or not, easily accessible to the highway. Believe it or not.
I know. I found that this morning.
It's about 8 minutes. Yes, yeah, I mean, it's actually...
GPS at 1 kilometer.
And here we are. You know what I mean? It's
10th Avenue. I just love the fact that on the Chevron it said Henry Street. Because obviously the signs were, but on the Chevron was written Henry Street.
Yeah. So I really think that's a unique property. It really is. You know, initially when I was representing the property before with Barn Hotels, I thought the word unique had a negative connotation, but it actually doesn't. It's the way you look at it and the way you look at life, and I think that is
absolutely
really important.
And what's the way forward for Sean? I mean, how do people get hold of you? Where do we create this awesome event?
So, where you can get hold of me is you can get in contact with me by email. Sean@AfriSafari.co.za. Really, really good.
Spell?
AFRI.
No, not Afri Classic. Not Afri Safari. Sean.
Oh, S-H-A-U-N. which is amazing. I've been picking up bookings like that as well. On WhatsApp, you can WhatsApp me and WhatsApp call me on 083-242-3422. So there's enough twos in there.
WhatsApp. And I see your Facebook page, which is where it's got Messenger.
Afri Safari. Yeah, I've got an Afri Safari page. I've got my own page, which is more like a corporate page. Anyway, my personal page, Sean Boyd. Afri Safari. There's Afri Classic Rivonia. But yes, we are an independent hotel, a lot of my posts, as I'm sure Janine does see as well, proudly represent to them. It really is amazing. And the way forward is to bring other properties on board and to give them the passion and drive that I have and I feel for hospitality, which I do feel was reignited yesterday by seeing fellow industry members at the summit, which was amazing.
Oh, we have to have another one of those. Sorry, it's just like, but this one has to be guys, it's a day's networking.
Yes.
For the travel industry, we all have to say hello to our chavas.
Yes, no, exactly. Never mind the meetings.
No.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of us
have to remember to hug our friends and be thankful they're still with us and remember those that are no longer with us.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and the travel industry is such an incestuous industry where we never forget one another. Doesn't matter. It's always like, oh my God, where are you now? It's like, I must come and see you there. So it doesn't matter how you move around. The fact is we all still know each other.
And everybody has a Skinner.
Everybody has a story.
Everyone has a story about this one, or have you heard whatever else? And if they haven't seen you for a while, they tell you stories that you've heard twice already, but you go, no. You know what I mean?
That's one
of those things. So yeah, it really is exciting. But it's great to be back. It's great to be part of product, and it's great to be doing something. I think when you work for yourself, you work harder. And I think that's what the owners like to hear as
absolutely.
Well.
You know, it's been awesome. Sean, thank you for inviting me for breakfast this morning at Afri Classic on the Zanzibar Beach.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And I'm Janine Preston, and you've been with Life is a Beach, and in this case, it was Life on a Zanzibar Beach.